Park City Mayor Andy Bierman said in recent years, citizens have repeatedly asked City Council to address growing social inequities for those who live and work in the Park City area. He said the Park City Community Foundation is best equipped to take on the efforts of building fairness and decency into Park City's social and economic structures. Affordable housing, cost of living, access to services, political representation, and education success are some of the concerns for underrepresented populations.
We understood that the city was not going to take this over as a critical priority, but we wanted to show leadership. There are already many great nonprofits in town and individuals working on social equity and providing services. We're not necessarily best equipped to do that. We think there is no one better to do that than the Park City Foundation. That's the work they're already doing, is working with our existing nonprofits.
Community Foundation Executive Director Katie Wright said the process will identify and prioritize needs or gaps that exist in Park City. She said her group is experienced in this kind of initiative.
Certainly, one of our roles is to raise resources and get them into the hands of nonprofits. But to do that well and to ensure that the resources have deep impact and truly serve the people, we need to know, where are there gaps in services? What programs need more funding? So we are, I think, well positioned to this. Our current experience leading and convening around mental health and climate change in the past. So certainly this is a role that we've had in the community and will continue to have.
Diego Zagara is the Development and Special Projects Director with the Community Foundation. He will run the Social Equity Project for the next year. He intends to include all voices, nonprofits, and community partners.
I imagine a multi-year strategic plan that, as Katie said, allows us to determine which are the areas in which we can make the most impact. Where are the needs? Creating a gap analysis will help us determine that, outlining priorities for the community, and one of the most important things to me is having underrepresented voices at the table.
Bierman said the city doesn't have the resources to effectively reach many of the underserved groups living and working in Park City. He said the city covers too many issues to focus on just one.
We felt like a neutral party is a better way to approach that. There is, among some of our residents, there is a concern and fear of government right now, and that gets conflated with local government, because of the national concerns. And so we think having a nonprofit take lead on this will cast a wider net.
Bierman believes the project will grow and evolve over time and could take a generation to establish. The Youth and Spanish Services librarian Katrina Kamak has been involved in defining the program and bringing the library into comportment with the social equity challenges. 20% of the Park City residents are Spanish-speaking. Kamak has worked on bringing appropriate programs for the Hispanic community to the Park City Library.
And the city generously funded Erica Sanchez, who recently came for her book, I'm Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. And they also provided, I believe it was $5,000 or $7,000 for Spanish materials. So we've purchased all those. City has also increased our budget for Spanish materials at the library as well.
Zagara said they've been on a listening tour in recent months, and the strategic planning work will focus on more constituencies than only the Latino community.
Although Latinos will be a part of the group that will benefit from this, we do want to extend the table to have other underrepresented voices from the LGBTQ plus community, seniors that may feel like they don't have a voice, people with different abilities.
Zagara will create a core delegation that includes input from city staff and council. They plan to have a gap analysis done by spring of next year and a fully formed strategic plan by October 2019. Wright said she doesn't know yet what outcomes to expect from the planning efforts, but she gives a few examples of possibilities.
They could be things like all children reading at third grade level, because we know that that's an indicator for later success in life. It could be something where we look at all boards, nonprofit, and city, and look at, the representation of underserved folks on those levels, because that would indicate an increase in voice and decision making for the community.
Go to parkcitycf.org/social-equity to learn more about the Social Equity Project. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.